Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good. Amen. Very sad to say worship to you. God is good. You can cry a moment. Hallelujah. Yes. This has never happened to me. Okay? Yeah, but not this much. Glory be to God. Yeah, it was what? But not this what? Yeah, not this much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you. You know, I saw you in color, so it's a very good for me. Gloria, so thank you, Esther. Grace, joy, hallelujah. They are people of Bruce. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Let's give a good hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, you can be in a service like this, and when you experience the version of experience, but I hope. It's not me. It's not only me who experienced the glory of God like I haven't felt it in decades. Hallelujah. Maybe I haven't felt it like I've never felt it. You understand me? Hallelujah. Amen. So again, it shows you, or it's proves, like it's it confirms. It will mean that when God reveals himself, it doesn't depend on numbers. You understand? Human beings, we feel safe in numbers. We trust numbers. We trust what? But yeah, we should grow up and realize that when it comes to God, okay, don't ever go by what? By numbers. Don't ever do that. Hallelujah. This could be the least year this year. Yet, I don't remember a session this part. Hallelujah. Maybe. But maybe they have been there and I've just forgotten them. But when we are the least, that's when now is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Bridget, did you experience something? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Grace prayers will grow up. Okay, when it comes to God, put out numbers. Okay? And if you do that, you will do well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen? Yeah, so I want to thank God for that. Yeah. Thank you for sharing, right? That you, especially after, because if I had it yesterday, it could have nothing because it just took it that you also maybe, but when you understand, right? Hallelujah. So I'm known to us yesterday with a plan for those of us who are here. He had planned something for us. Okay? But I believe also, because those who are not here, but they are members of the church. Okay? Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Where's your mother? She's a okay. But she came to you. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I wasn't seeing that. I was so like, who brought her? Who glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Just feel, man, with God. Moving down, I don't care. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of course, you need God and you need what? We are created to be an earthly people. You know what I mean? But people without God, okay, the equation is not balanced. Glory be to God. Now we'll see you. Good to see you. Yes, good to see you. Good to see Quincy. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Now this, today is going to be a history lesson. Hallelujah. It's going to be what? History lesson. It's amazing that I never loved history in school, but since I became a pastor, I became a historian. Hallelujah. A historian of our church. Okay? Yesterday and Friday, I had to listen to like two or three old sermon. Okay, I had to ask Mark what the sermon I'm looking for. Okay, so I was looking for some historical facts or verities so that I can use them today. Glory be to God. Okay, so today is a reminder, basically here to remind you of some things, amen? Things which have been said before today. Hallelujah. Before what?
Today.
Okay? Now the first historical fact that God wants to remind us of is that which we said last Sunday and the other Sunday. Okay? And that is that God loves you so much. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Okay? We said it last Sunday and the other Sunday. So that is history. Check it. Isn't that so? History is things that have happened in the past. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. Remind me, Hannah. Read it. Remind me, Hannah. Sheila. Yeah, so Sheila, you know the spelling of the word history? You know it? Uh-huh. But you know that that one word comes from two words. Did you know that? Yes. Hallelujah. I knew you didn't know, and that's why I want to tell you. The word history comes from the word his and the word story. So history is his story. Okay? Jesus' story. Hallelujah. Never forget that. Remember, he's a creator, isn't it? He began the world, and you know. And so everything that has happened in this world, he has been working through it. You understand? So history is actually his story. The history of your life, okay, is Jesus' story. Okay? Not that he has done the bad things that you have done, but he has been there. Glory be to God. He has been there to tell you don't do enough. Hallelujah. When you refused and you did it, he was still there to redeem you out of it. Glory be to God. So history is Jesus' what? Story. Hallelujah. Okay, so that is one historical fact. God wants to remind you of that. He loves you so much. Okay, the other historical fact is that I'm going to tell you today to remind you of is that as a church, anything, we shall surely multiply numerically as the Lord said. Hallelujah. And I guess this is one of the best days to say it when we are this few. Alright? In fact, if the children are going to children's church, we'll see how many we are asking. Hallelujah. And that now, that historical fact will be more. Anyway, let me understand it. That we shall surely multiply just as God said. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, last Sunday, I came when as I was coming to church. For some reason, I thought about that thing of the friendship. Friendship with God. Friendship with Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Mr. Balo, wherever they will be. It always is after come. It's your papa. Whatever they come, Panga, Wadi, Wabulu, Mufana. Naye. Skati, wherever they will be. It always is after come. I was looking at them. They were not, but they were in there. They were all mismatched. We have a year of the movie. No. Hallelujah. We didn't complete the equation. Yeah, so last time I come, like as I'm coming, for some reason, like for 10 seconds, like I think about the friendship. Alright? And then I came, I reached here, then I was in my car. By the way, you can become a friend of God. Hallelujah. For example, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8, KJV, it says that, but you, Israel, are my servant. Okay? You are Jacob, whom I have loved. You are the descendants of Abraham, my friend. Hallelujah. So you can see Israel is called a servant, just. Okay? Jacob, who is also Israel, is called the chosen, just. But then he tells them that the descendants of a man who was my friend. So one of the things you can see here is a friend. Okay, being a friend of God, okay, it is something higher than being a servant. It is something higher than being his child. Isn't it? Because you can be a child. The moment you get born again, you're a child of God. Okay, but now, how you walk thereafter, how you relate with the Lord, determines whether at a certain point you become is a friend. You will be a child who is also a friend. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In John chapter 15, from verse 14, Jesus tells the disciples, the apostles, that you are my friends if what? If you do whatever I command you. So, one of the ways we are going to become friends of God is if we are obedient to the things he tells us to do. Those things which are in the Bible, but sometimes he tells us to do the things for him which are not in the Bible, but they are not contrary to the Bible. Difficult things. You understand? And when you take courage and you begin to do those difficult things for God, then you'll be like, with time, you will reach a point where he will refer to you as a friend. You understand? You talk with him. You speak with him. You understand? But you not only talk and speak, but you also demonstrate that friendship when there is need to. And these are the best time to demonstrate friendship with a person is when man, the crisis is high. You understand? Getting pressed, it is difficult. You know. But then you come through for someone. That means that person will call you a friend. Glory be to God. Amen. So Jesus says, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Then in verse 15 he says that no longer do I call you servants. For a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you what? You understand? So he's saying, no longer do I call you servant. Hallelujah. Now you have gotten to another level of my of our relationship. Now you are my friend. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then so anyway, I came thinking about that for just 22 seconds that Sunday. Then when I got here in the car before I came out, for some reason I remembered the oath that we have from God. Okay? That oath, He gave it to us 27th October 2019. It's coming to 6 years. October is around the corner. It will be 6 years. Alright? Hallelujah. That time, in dreams and in a very supernatural way, He asked us for a praise and worship service. Okay? Instead of someone who come in here and they speak, He said, no, this Sunday, just come and worship and praise me. So we obey God. Hallelujah. Okay? On a Saturday, before that Sunday, I was somewhere watching football. Okay? But I was thinking about the service that is coming the following day. And as I was watching the football, I was praying the Holy Ghost. But so I'm watching the game, but in my heart I'm also asking God, why do you want to do the worship service tomorrow? Especially since a few weeks earlier, we had had one. You understand? So I was like, how if I yesterday one word that you when God wants another word? Praise God, you remember, okay? So I was curious, I was like, God, why? Why? Okay? Then as I'm watching football, I'm praying in tongues, but under my breath, okay? The Lord speaks to me. He speaks to me and says that when you offer me that praise and worship, I'm going to make an oath for you as a church. Okay? I'm going to make an oath. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The someone's name I want to say, but I forgot the name. Yeah, Esther. It's very right. Simple name. So, Esther, a prophecy or a promise, a prophecy or a prophecy, no? Those are different from an oath. An oath from God is different from a mere promise from God. An oath means nothing in the entire universe can change what He has promised. So an oath is at a higher level than a promise. Just like a friend is a higher level, okay, than a child, than a servant. Glory be to God. So the Lord tells me, when you do that, I'm going to make an oath to you. Then He tells me, just like I did with Abraham. Hallelujah. Remember, God told Abraham, He says, leave your family, leave your five years, son. Go to another, I'll show you. Then He tells him, I'll multiply you. Okay? Your descendants shall be like the stars of heaven, like the stars of the, you know, on the seashore. Okay? Just a promise. Yeah. Then one time, He reminded him about it. About the promise. Okay? But there came a day when God said that now I swear, I make an oath. Okay, that indeed, blessing, I'll bless you, and multiplying, I'll multiply. You understand? So it changed from a promise, which for some reason could fail to come to pass. Like Abraham, maybe could mess it up. Maybe walking disobedience, right? And I think God is like, you know, you are at fault. You did this and so you have caused this to fail. Okay? But God got from there and then He says, Now I swear.
Alright?
Meaning that Abraham couldn't do anything. Okay? For which God would say, now you are saved, right? Because you see, and that is the thing, eh? I think you people, you should teach the what? In your marriage season, what? In counseling and stuff. This thing called what? The oath people do, eh? The oath is? No, no, the oath. The oath is. One oath, one oath.
One oath,
two oaths, or three oaths. Okay, yeah. Because you see, when we go to wait, we say those things because of butterflies. Okay? I love it. How would you feel? You know. But we don't really understand what we are just saying. Because people say, I swear, man, broke, rich, sickness, health. But if you read the Bible and you understand what I'm talking, you'll be very well. Maybe you'll say, a guy might say, it's all that problem. So we just want to say the truth that we're going to try. We're going to work on it and we thank God. Because in the event that's happened, please don't go like I'm just trying to say. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that many Christians don't actually know what I'm talking about. If they know, they say it, but when they're like, you know, you don't have to go get a partner, how to marry, or how to get what? In marry. And that is very bad, eh? Before God, isn't it? Hallelujah. Amen. So in a way, promises, a promise, Abraham was promised, he was reminded about the promise more than once, just remind him, like God said the same thing. But that thing, something would cause it to backfire. And then God has to begin afresh with someone. You understand? So he got to, but God got to go when he made an oath. You understand? And that was it, cemented. This is an Israel we see today. Hallelujah. People have tried to clear them over the years, but failed. Hallelujah. And now even us, we became part of that family. That's it for our pardon. By Abraham. Glory be to God. We bear that name. You understand? Okay? And so God tells me, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Okay? I'm going to be like then. He speaks to me. Okay? This is when I'm sitting next week. But when I'm not talking, then somehow. Okay? Hallelujah. Yeah, Genesis 22, verse 15. Okay? Remember, this chapter, God tells Abraham that offer unto me your son Isaac, your only son. Then Abraham obeyed. He gets Isaac, he gets firewood, and then they go with the servants to the place where the sacrificing is going to take place. Okay? Hallelujah. Alright? Then at one point he tells the servants that stay behind. I am going to what? I'm going to wash. This was a man. I was amazed. Remember, God had told me, I told us, a prayer of isn't it? Then now when I read the passage, he has told me that is the one, like the example, eh? What is going to do with that? You understand? When I read, I saw that Abraham was actually going to worship. Then I was like, now, this is amazing. Hallelujah. So, Abraham now in verse 15, as Abraham is going to what? to sacrifice the son. Okay? The angel of the Lord, who is Jesus now, tells him not to do it. Then he tells him in verse 15 that, in verse 16, he says that, by myself I have sworn. I have what? He had never said that before. He said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Remember, this is the great price. Okay? Blessing, I will bless you, and multiply, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Why? Because you have obeyed my what? My voice. Okay? So God says that, like he told me, that since this church began, 2014, I promised you that you will be very many. Okay? In two or three dreams, different people, he told us that a time will come when this church, Mr. Barlow, will be the largest in the city. Okay? Basically, you can see he's like, he's making an oath exactly like what? Like Abraham, about multiplying over humanity. Okay? And why? Because Abraham worshiped. So he's like, even you now, I want you to work. Then he told me, you know, for Abraham, this was the best. Remember, one and only son. Okay? In Uganda, it's called what? Like an heir. Omsika. Omsika, that's a big thing, man. You understand? Omsika kati ogeda muta. And Abraham paid that price. Hallelujah. When he did that, it was as good as done. In fact, Hebrews or Romans says that figuratively he did it. And when he did this, what is that? He's done it. Hallelujah. Then he tells him what? This. Glory be to God. And so God tells me, you are like Abraham. Hallelujah. And tomorrow when you worship me like Abraham offered worship, I will make the same oath to you that I made to Abraham. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then I remember the following, so we came, we did the prayer worship, we service. And according to what God had told me the previous day, the oath was done, isn't it? Now in the morning, I'm taking my children to school, then I'm listening to Impact FM. Okay? Impact FM, Sarada. Then I was amazed, I was blown away, like, this is amazing. A guy comes and reads a passage in the Bible. Okay? Do you know what he read? It was in Genesis 22. It was Isaiah 14, 24. Okay? Which says that the Lord of hosts has done what? Sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass. As I have purposed, so it shall stand. And the Lord was like, I'm confirming what I told you. I'm confirming what happened yesterday. I switched off the radio, I drove to school, but I was blown away. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, those are the things I was thinking about. By the teacher, I didn't want to. Those are the things I was thinking about. Oh, that's what I think I thought about for a brief moment. Okay? The other thing I thought about, like after I read this Abraham thing, oh, I remember the host. The other thought that came to my mind, which actually caused me to open the Bible, okay, like on my phone, quickly, if I came up here, was Genesis 28, 15. Okay? So now here is a grandson of Abraham. He's running from his brother. Okay, going to another land to take shelter there. Okay, so it's Jacob, okay? Then, night time falls, he's tired, he goes to sleep. And when he gets to sleep, he has a dream. The Lord appears to him and tells him that, behold, I am with you. I am what? I'm with you. And will keep you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land. Okay? Abraham's heir was Isaac. Isaac begot twins. Isaac was a son of Jacob and Esau. But Jacob is going to be the heir. Okay? So he said, I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken. Okay? Here, it is talking about inheriting the land of Canaan. And so I thought about like all those things. Okay? And at that time, God ministered to me and said that, I will not leave you until I have done what I promised. Until I've done what I said in the oath. Hallelujah. So after that, I got out of the car. Yes, I got out of the car. Then I came, we praised the Lord, we worship. And then I told you, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, that behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. So I told us that the Lord loves us. Isn't it? Okay? And today wants to remind you that He loves you. Okay, hear it. The Lord loves you. Hallelujah. He's your Father. Amen. How did He love us? Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says that. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Okay? One of the things, what that means, is in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, which says that He, God, has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. We're out of the kingdom of the devil. Taskmaster. Imagine the devil being your king. You understand? But God has taken us out of that. And He hasn't just taken us out, but He has taken us into another kingdom. The kingdom of His dear Son. Isn't that great? That's how God has demonstrated His love for us. And on this note, I hope you all got the book Delivered from the Power of Darkness. Who didn't get it? You didn't get it, put up your hand and it will be sent to you. Okay? Who didn't get it? Rachel, you didn't get it? Maybe you have been, you see, yeah, email. Yeah. You talk to Rachel and she will let you know how to get the book and have a communication if you can. Hallelujah. Yeah, read, yeah. That book, I talked about it last time, remember? And it's so good that delivered us from the power of time, isn't it? Glory be to God. And then I told you, First John chapter 4, verse 19, that we love Him because He first loved us. When you get to know that the Lord loves you, especially that He died for you, you will do what? Love Him. And that's why we have to pray, like in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, to know, okay? To know that love of God, okay? The love of God, to know, to comprehend Okay? What is the width and length and depth and height? To know that love of God, the love of Christ, which surpasses understanding. And the more you know it, the more you what? Reciprocate that love. Glory be to God. And is that the form? Hallelujah. Okay, so that's history, isn't it? But the history hasn't ended. What ended was what?
The
service. Hallelujah. Now, more history. So we left here on Sunday. I went to lunch at the chef. Local food. Food and the local food, what? The white chief, the chicken. Chaps, Avalian sausages. I don't understand where people got by sausages. And they even take it to their homes and they enjoy it. Silver tickets. Now, yes, it's okay. Alright, so I went for lunch, later I went home. Okay, then at around 8, 9, 10, I went to sleep. Then when I went to sleep, I had a dream. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see that dream, Esther? No. Okay. So, get, if you know how you can receive these things, Rachel will let you know. So, yeah, so let me tell you the dream that I had. Amen? In this dream, I have finished senior 5, senior 4 in Chisuri. So, yes, I finished senior 4. I done exam. Kanta, like we call it. And we were waiting for results. Okay, but before the results came back, I decided to go to a school in Toro, okay, to do senior 5. Like, I don't know why a senior 5 turned out to be a dream, but that was the dream. Okay? Now, from Chisubi to a school in Toro, I went with an OB who we were with in Chisubi for 6 years, called Thomas Kapwani. You heard of that name? His father, I think, was called Ernest Kapwani. The wife, Alice Kapwani, when the Bush war began in 1981, they are the ones who smuggled Museveni, Umhonsi, and Natasha out of the through the eastern border and they entered Nairobi. Okay? He died a few years ago. And the CDF was there. Okay, the what? The CDF of the Ghanaian army was there to salute the man. Say, this man, yeah, is the one who had. And then later, 86, 87, he wins power. Kapwani is put in PCP? No, coffee marketing. Then was scandalous. And so we in Chisubi, who were with his father, man, who was in the son, Kapwani, I thought, father. But in the dream, I left Chisubi with him and went to Toro. Okay? Then I remember telling him that, you know, if you want to learn Toro, sir, okay? Going to a school in Toro is ideal. Because you've always been listening to Toro. Like if you want to learn in Uganda, you don't go to the BSS. Hallelujah. You understand? So, anyway, yes, then Then I remember in class, okay, when we're in Toro, okay, in class, there's a reverend, someone called Reverend Chimpu Muhanga. He's actually like a cousin of mine, that he goes to the top. But yeah, he's there, and he's actually the current city mayor. The city mayor of Toro, of Fort Portal, is a reverend. And so, in the dream, he would always come to pray for the students in the morning. Glory be to God. Now, the other thing about the dream, in the dream I knew that there's no way I was going to go to university from that school. Okay? So I was like, when the results come back as a student, and I've done well, and they admit me, I'll pack my bags. Is it over? It's soon. Because there, the chances of going to uni were high. You understand? Then, Esther, unfortunately, the dream ended there. Just in case you get what do you need that sound, drama sound. It ended how? Where? There. Read it, you read it. Now, what did the dream mean? Hallelujah. Number one, okay, the dream was talking about history. Okay, history, but history that concerns the future. Alright? One of the things also it was addressing the things we've been talking about the last two weeks, that God loves us. Isn't it? Hallelujah. From the beginning of the meaning of God acquired. Rubana, by the way, not to say. Kapua, maybe just that thing. Kapua, yeah. Ha! Some meaning out to devote something. No, no. Kapano means a friend. Hallelujah. And maybe I thought that it's not in Kapano, but Kapano, it seems to mean that there's some level of, like, you know, like more intimate. Isn't it? Hallelujah. You know, like, you have a door. Then you have a door. It's like a puppy, you know, right? So it is more intimate, isn't it? Hallelujah. So now, to me, remember, we have been praying that God may show us how much He loves us. Okay? Now in the dream was talking, He was, number one, communicating to me. Okay? That we are friends. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, you know why? I read you that scripture. How Abraham was a friend of God. How Jesus said that you're no longer servants, but friends. Now, for the first time, if you've been in this church for some years, you realize that I've always talked about this thing. Okay? You see, the day you get saved, you are just a convert. You become a child of God. Now, yeah, outside that, you just say, convert. Okay? Now, when you continue to walk with God, you become a disciple. Hallelujah. A disciple is one who's learning from their master, their own teacher. And they're trying to do all that their teacher, because a disciple is supposed to become like, and to do everything that the master tells them, isn't it? And to learn everything. Now, when you do well, okay, at that level, you become a servant. But you're still a child of God. Don't forget that. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, like we read, when you do well as a servant, you become a friend. Now, I've already said, that man, I look forward to that day when the Lord will tell me to be quiet of God. Glory be to God. You remember? Now, God has never told me that until the man. You understand? So this Kafar in the dream was basically the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. But he takes on the form of someone that you know, and he just wants to use the name Kafar. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the other thing is, I was in school where? In Toro. Okay, yes, I left. Chisumi went to Toro. Almost all of you, apart from Mama Umbonze maybe, you all know, like about 2 years ago, I began to learn in Toro. Glory to God.
Amen.
Now God is talking about that in a dream. Hallelujah. There was a time when you started learning Toro. So you went to Toro. And when you went to Toro, you went with Kakwa. You went with me, your friend. Saying that I am with you in this Toro learning project. Glory be to God. I am with you. Hallelujah. And you will do well. Hallelujah. Number one, because I'm with you. Number two, because Reverend Chintu used to come every morning to pray for the students in Toro. You understand? So God puts the Reverend praying for a class for that purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is why I'm not happy with your daughter, Alice. I needed one of the tailors to come home to take some measurements. You always send me a Toro speak. They're gonna practice out. Glory be to God. So your daughter who calls me in the morning says, I am sending some. I thought her eye was coming. So that's, you understand. What do you mean? Someone else to what? Yes. So I missed a 20 minutes. Hallelujah. But the Lord is what? He's with me. The Lord is with me, and Reverend King to pray for us. You understand? Did you get the... Now, the point is, so if learning with Toro, if going to Toro is learning with Toro, and I went to Toro after leaving Chisumi. So what is Chisumi? What did I leave? To go to learn with Toro. Glory to God. What I left was a thousand that happened all year. Because living in quotes, okay? Hallelujah. You remember sometime beginning 2024, okay? The Mtoro's wife, okay, gets a dream. Beginning of the year, okay? Some days after the beginning of the year. And in that dream, God tells us that, push. Pray until something happens. And what was this specific referring to? He was referring to the promise of multiply, I'll multiply you, and okay? And specifically, he was talking about a certain phase he had told us we had begun 31st August 2021. He appeared to us in a dream, by the way, and he told us that as a church, okay, in 7 years, you have completed the first phase of your ministry. You remember those things? Then he told us that now you enter the first phase. Then I remember in that dream he used my sister. I meet my sister in Google. She's praying, beginning of time. Then I asked her, what are you praying for? And she was deep in prayer. So I tapped her. Then she tells me that I am praying for you so that the phase that you have begun as a ministry will be much shorter than the first phase. The first phase was from 2014 up to 2021. The day we celebrated our anniversary, that was, by the way, COVID, we felt going to a studio, the worship team, went to a studio and a few leaders. Then we did praise and worship, we did a recording, we did a sermon. I did a sermon, I read it, okay? I think it is the best joy I've ever had from me. Okay? Then we sit down to the people. Now that morning, remember we have just finished anniversary, okay? So party. Okay? And the church, this church began party first. So after celebrating the anniversary on 31st of that night, I get a dream. Hallelujah. And in this dream, I've been admitted to what? King's College for everybody. So when we're there, I meet a certain sister of mine called Bonita. And I find her somewhere in the compound praying, deep praying. So I go to her and I say, what are you praying about? Then she tells me that I am praying for you so that this phase, new phase you have begun, will be much shorter than the first one. Prior to that, God had told us that he wanted that phase, the next phase, to begin. No, he had told us that he was going to greatly multiply us in 2025. Okay? Now you understand why my sister was praying that that phase would be much shorter. Because from 2014 to 2017, not 2021, 7 years later. So my shorter has to be really my shorter. So when I did the math, I was like, from 21 to 25, it will be 4 years. Which is my shorter than 7. You understand? Okay? So now, remember 2025, we're expecting an explosion, right? Growth. Hence, 2024, beginning of the year, God tells us, pray until something happens concerning that what? Promise, which is also an oath. Hallelujah. So we begin to pray. All of you are here. You pray, didn't you? Then, at a certain point, he told us to stop. He said, you have accomplished what needed to be accomplished in the spirit. In fact, he told us that that faith has ended. Hallelujah. Your prayers in the spirit have what caused that faith, the much shorter faith I wanted it to achieve. He said that, you remember you're here. He said that it is what? It has come to an end. Hallelujah. It has come to what? And to really show that it had come to an end. Okay, around that time, Quest dreamt when the mother was being rewarded of God. And in one of the rewards God had for the mother was something God had promised Joanne some time ago. And Quest couldn't figure it out in the dream. Okay, but when she narrated the dream to the mother, she said, that's it. Okay, she had never told us anything, she told the son. But that was the confirmation that he did well. Then even me, at around that time, so now we're talking about April, May. Hallelujah. For me, I have a dream in April. Okay? 17th. When God is giving me something that is similar to what Daniel in the Bible had. You see, rewards are given at the end. Is it? Hallelujah. So God was showing that indeed now I'm rewarding you because you must say. And all of you got something. What it was, I don't know. It is between you and your what? And your God. Hallelujah. It was at that time, remember, the Kajimu dream. Okay, let me go. But it was also at that time that I dreamed that I'd be Sam Mwanga Then my sister, who stays in Nadia, gets to hear that we're somewhere in the vicinity. Then she calls us. He's like, hey, come over for lunch. So we begin to walk to go to our home. But along the way, we get lost. And we actually lose each other. Somebody like, yeah, like, you know, eh? We don't need to let the twin tail, or to slam, why, you know, eh? We lose each other. We lose, like, direction also. We lose each other. Then somehow, I found myself at the chef. Okay? The chef, which I call my office. So when I got there, I was like, aha, Katisan can find me here. Wherever he is, you understand? If he can just get to the chef, you understand? So I called my phone to call him. Okay? So I go to dial number, all right? Man, I failed to find the button with the iPhone. 20 minutes, you know. So they can call some that man, find your way to the chef. If we just all get here, then we shall be able to get to that. So, man, a simple name, man. We couldn't find it. You know, the icon, the button. Then, after some time, I realized, wait a minute. This is the new phone. It's a new phone. You remember that James one? It's a new phone. I've never used it before. I've never had it before. It's new. Brand new. Did a dream. When I woke up, somehow, by that which God gave me, that he gave me, I was able to figure out what God was saying. Hallelujah. Remember, a phone is used for calling. Hallelujah. Making simple for calling. Hallelujah. So in that dream, God was talking about a calling. Okay? And now it was a new phone. Meaning a new calling. Whatever at our faith and fear. You get it? Hallelujah. Okay, why do I end up at the chef? I end up at the chef because, you know why God put the chef there? Because I call the chef my office. So God was saying a new phase, a new calling. So you've entered your office. When I sit at the chef, I'm covered in the I can make guys do everything I want. Put on that music, musical impact. Musical Wastani, Mujeko, okay? They allow me to use the ladies, okay? Because the men is not all like music, but it's all for the ladies, which is more, you understand? Which is like my work. You know, like, man, when I sit there, I'm at home. Hallelujah. So that's why I feel good. So, what is that? You enter a new body, your office. Okay, that's what you want to do. And you are somewhere you will be comfortable in it. Okay? Later, when I shared that dream here, some asked me, why was I in that dream? Nemugamba, that I think you come by a bit just. Because he has to create a story, isn't it? So, Kati, why not? Yes, I'm not younger. Okay? But sometimes that, this year, I thought about it as I do. You know, Sam was there for a reason. Okay? And it's more whatever did they dream. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sam is one of the people in this world that I am comfortable with. Glory be to God. That's why even after a year, you see me dating in the car with him. To go to the office. Hallelujah. So God was saying, no, you somehow, like at a certain point, you parted ways with your the roof thing, you understand? I call this group. Not in a wrong way, but because there are some things you had to do, isn't it? But now you're entering a new phase where now you would do the real thing, by the way, which is what? Christ for the nations. Remember? Last Adam tomorrow? Christ for the nations. Okay? Hallelujah. Bring God's salvation to the end of the earth. Which he told me 29th July, June, in the year 2000. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That was, I think it was the following night or the night before. Okay? I get this dream. I am in Chisudi. Elevo. I am being PCB. Alright? PCB. But now we are crossing to senior city. Okay? And I am seriously considering dropping biology and taking on math. Do you remember that dream? In 2024, we had the name. Then a friend of mine called David Andy, the late my friend, who eventually became an engineer and now is in the UN, he tells me, that man, you cannot do nursing, math class. I just mean that like, you will do well. Even if you have missed all the math or what, senior five. He said, you will do well. I'm going to start with pure two. Those who did math at that time, there was pure one, which was senior five, and pure two. Those were textbooks. So now I'm going to drop biology and jump onto senior two straight. Pure two. And then he says, come. Then he tells me that man, Brown. But that's my, at one point it was my real name. Now it's just a middle name. I decided to make it bigger and put it in the same way as the last. So it tells me, you do well, because we are going to senior in senior four. Then it tells me that math comes naturally for you. Glory be to God. That's why it tells me that you come naturally. Hallelujah. Then man, let me appeal. And I dropped biology and I jumped into the math class. Hallelujah. Did it again. And man, when I did it, a dream, I was like, finally, I'm going to do math. I'm going to do business. It's like that is always what I wanted to do. Hallelujah. In fact, I woke up. Where's my phone? I woke up that from that dream when I was singing a song. I didn't write it here, but I had it in the summer. There's a song I was singing, like a piece of just like celebrating that finally this year. Hallelujah. But I was starting it after a year. Hallelujah. But that in time, because you know it. And they told me, you do well because you know. So God again was emphasizing that now you're entering the real thing. That which comes naturally to you. Okay, the office, the monastery. But remember, those are two different dreams. So that was like May, April 2024. After, pray until something happens. Hallelujah. Now, when God told us to, you have achieved what I wanted you to do. Okay? Your future says, Ebidala, moving again. It was around that time that I started learning the Torah. It was around that time that I went to Torah in the dream. Because I began this Torah thing so that it helps me not to overput my mind on the promised thing. Hallelujah. And at that time, that year, in January, I went to Toro to look for land. We went there like, that year I went to Toro like 7 times, man. We went to Toro once. Yes, man, when I get there, to the Amazon. Twice, you know. Then around the 5th time, something happened to me and I'm like, let me learn this one. And then it will help me also not to overthink about when are we going to see the multiplication? I'm like, some come and grab the man. He has even stopped us from praying. But what can I do for Sabbath? Sometimes God can tell me that he's stopped. He can stop. But when it happens, if you're sensitive to God, we will have a job, we must say, stop. We collect that over, get the ice cream, you know. And so you can see, Chisumi Bay was the faith was finished. Chisumi was senior one and senior four. Chisumi, senior one and senior four was the phase we had finished when we pushed. So going to Toro for school, before the results come back, was the time when I began to Toro. But when I'm in Toro, I am deliberate. I'm like, I'm not competing whatever from there. I'll come back to study. To continue what? See the fire. Glory to God. So God, basically now you can see, he's communicating that when we pushed, we finished, isn't it? That he told us. But now he's telling me that at that point, he put a certain pause. Glory be to God. But we finished the phase. We finished Singapore. He did that. But now he's saying that a time will come when, I don't know, I pray this year, when we shall come back and begin from where we ended. We begin the phase that would include Christ for the nation. That we include the ultimate. Blessing, I'll bless you. And multiply, I'll multiply. And remember, he swore, he made an oath. Meaning that that thing is sure deal, it has happened. That is why now we are media, and God had talked about it the entire year. But now he chose at this point in time to come and say, "Bible, I'm still on that thing. It has happened. And you should know better than Moses, because I did an oath. When you offered to me your Isaac, your best. Abraham offered to me worship. I also asked you for worship, and you offered it unto me. Then I made an oath that I will do this thing. You will become the largest in the world. City. Blessing, I'll bless you, multiply, I'll multiply. And as I say several dreams, through several dreams, you will become the largest in this city. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. History class. Okay? But which helps us to know that the future is sure. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's amazing that God organized a Sunday like this to talk about it. You talk about it. Before you've been in church, you have no idea. You feel like they are putting a talk about that today we are really feeling. You understand? So to avoid the case, I'm going to remind you to reaffirm my oath. When you are very few, the fewest will be in the year. Glory be to God. You see, I've never heard of God's dreams. Hallelujah. Esther, do the things for. Who else is your friend? Your Bruce. Bobby Moon combining. When they fail, please call me. Zebina. Because I am a custodian of the history, God made me a shepherd of them. Because it's my responsibility of one I see, the history of it. You know, I will become the largest church. Glory be to God. That's why you told me today that all I will move, that's when I will write on the room, it will be there, but the author will be Dr. Moses Kitsingos. Not only also. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You go to the dream? Any question? The child come to the dream? Please, God's catch to number one. Glory be to God. For the first time, sir, Jesus comes and tells me that you're actually my friend. Hallelujah. The level I give up. We have disciple. We have servant. Moses Mukwano. Hallelujah. Mukwano Moses. Child me, I told you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, mfwane. Ah, I forgot that piece. You remember? God bless you. Remember? Kakwa. You remember I told you about Sunny? You remember? Kakwa no Gandhi. Hallelujah. Where are you in the service? That child who calls me, Kakwa no Gandhi. Which are the friend go? Kakwa no Gandhi. Okay? She's a daughter of Juliana's friend who stays in Sasa. Hallelujah. What? Anyway, that's happening. So, this is that way to see her. You know, she's like three, very young. So I tell my guy, Sanyo. Then, then we talk. I said, yeah, move. Indira. And she didn't understand why her friend went to get her in the house. Then she calls the maids. One maid, one is called Rogers, and whatever. Then the other one is called Mukade. Mucha Mukade, Mukano Kwanke. Mukano Kwanke, I say. Then Mucha, what? Okay? Then they come and she forces them to come. Because if they don't come, she's going to be on their case. Then they were there, hey, okay, good morning. Yeah. They were first saying what? Then they came like, that is sad. That you want to go home. Rokuwa, Mutuboziza, Okumpano, go. You said, you don't want my kakwa, right? Then, on the following day, the Holy Spirit looks for a kakwa in Zambi. Now, I don't put any age soon. And by the way, to show that my coming back from Toro to Chisubi is for real, it will happen. It's because in real life, actually, Kapwani and I went back to Chisubi. I'm Kapwani, but I remember. Today, we went on a distant trip. Hallelujah. We went really back to Smack and we all did what? This is it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. This thing is for real, John. Did I tell you? I think I met you like in the week. And I was telling you that if you're new in this church and there's no one new, like if you are like a visitor and you came to anything today, you will never know how serious this church is. You can't. Because remember again, human nature, we judge by numbers, isn't it? We judge by numbers, we judge by the Jebelia pastor, the Father Natia. What's the game? Pastor Father Natia. I tell that guy, I don't know. Then Pastor Mwe, Mwaba Saba, Lord, bless his people. Bless his people! We pray! We don't know they were in my knee. And so they are the one, no? They need Japanese. And I'm responsible for sorry. And then if you win or win some, then you have land. Then you have make a tour. I told that Guasara or Composesa, a video, make a position. You know, no salvation. Hallelujah. So it is for sure. Yeah, so you know, God, if I. Time is gone, okay? But I'll tell you the anointing is going to place in this child. How remember? This is a thing about Sivata, which we shouldn't talk about until further. But I've been called Sivata. We reach the there's a child of people. There's a child of, there's a church where the worship leader of that church, the person who made that, the worship of that church so great. Back in the day. Okay? When we just began dating, one night I dream when that person, like I met that person, some in the town, walking. So I meet them and I say, where are you going? Nangaba, I'm coming into your church. I'm like, yeah, okay. Let's walk together. Then that person said that, and I'm not coming to visit. I'm coming to stay. Then I told her, oh,
So if you come to stay, come. You'll be doing what? Playing the keyboard. Okay? So I could tell by that dream that God had lifted that spirit of praise and worship from that church and had brought it to a small insignificant church which had just begun. Glory to God. What manyanga did that church do for that thing to be taken away from them? I don't know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Is it 21? And 18. The day it starts, it will be like an explosion. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. History that should be comforting for us now and to realize that God will do that. And don't forget, He loves us so much. And He will do what He promised. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
For those of you who do not know some of the dreams, Banange, they are on the website. Some are on the website, others are not. But like Pastor has said, feel free to contact him. And also contact me. I know many of them. Glory to God. I do know. Let's not inundate Pastor so much. But if you, I know them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that the oath which was given to us came from Genesis 22.
Forgive me. Remember when I was in the car, I thought that I think about Genesis 28:15. Jacob is going to exile. The Lord meets him in a dream, tells him that I am with you, and I will return with you. That's why I pray. Do you understand? So now that is captured in the dream, Mr. Barrett. He's with me. So I went to exile to Toro. But I did go alone. I went to Capuano. Okay? But then I was like, I'll come back. So the Lord is saying, we shall come back to fulfill the promise. You understand? I said it in the car, Genesis 20:16. And somehow God features it in there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the oath we were given in October 2019 came from Genesis 22, 16, where God spoke to us and He said, we are going to read it, Genesis 22:16, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will bless you, multiplying and multiplying your descendants as the stars of the heaven. And also we have been reminded, just like Pastor has said today, Genesis 28:15, behold, LNT, I am with you, and I will keep you, all right, wherever you go, and I will bring you back to that oath which I swore to you. I will not leave you until I have done that which I swore to you. Glory to God. So if History 101 has failed today, if you are like Pastor and once ate in history, and probably it is the first history lesson you have taken, go with those two verses, that we shall go back. God made that oath. He is not going to leave us until He has fulfilled that oath. Glory to God. So let us get on our feet and worship. Please give. Come with something to give.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.